Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
Welcome back to the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I do want to get to some NFL overreactions. We're going to hear from Sean Lewis later on in the show as well. A couple of different things in college football I want to talk about. Plus, we're going to evaluate the first half of the Aztec season from a defensive standpoint and special teams. Adam Paul put in the chat, and I got a lot of questions about this. I don't understand what's going on. But Adam Paul in the chat puts Chris Hauser out at Mission Hills is a big local story. Chris Hauser is a longtime head football coach at Mission Hills. He's one of the most successful football coaches in the CIF San Diego section, and he stepped down yesterday at Mission Hills High School. I'm getting this from a report from John Maffey. Now, what I know on the rumor mill and what I hear around is not what I'm going to say because it's not proven factual, and I don't know. Now, we're going to get things right. So this is coming from what John Maffey is reporting in the San Diego Union-Tribune. Chris Hauser, one of the most successful football coaches in the CIF San Diego section, has stepped down at Mission Hills High School. In the meantime, this happened like months ago and haven't heard really much about it. But Hauser and two assistant coaches were placed on paid leave by the San Marcos School District last month, following what is believed to be, quote, an on-campus incident. An on-campus incident that was being investigated by the Sheriff Department of San Diego County. Remember that? Remember that happened like a couple months ago? What happened to that? I know nothing about that. It's an ongoing investigation, obviously, so can't really comment further. But all we know is the sheriff department was involved. So he gets put on paid leave with two other coaches. And then yesterday, oddly enough, he decides to resign as the head football coach. In a letter posted online, Hauser wrote that, quote, family and health circumstances were the reasons behind his departure. It's a little odd. This is what he said. It's been a good run. I'm proud of our programs and players' achievements through 20-plus years leading it, but family/health circumstances signal that it's time for me to step down from my head coach and teaching responsibilities to attend to those priorities preceding my retiring from the district at the end of the school year. My family and I appreciate all of your support, encouragement, and respecting our privacy. We wish all of Mission Hills High School Grizzlies and the program continuing success. Just decided to retire now? I'm just asking questions. The story doesn't really line up. I don't know what's going on. And maybe we'll get more reports about it. John Maffey tried to call Coach Hauser, and Hauser did not immediately return a call seeking further comment. Hauser is the only football coach in Mission Hills history, joining the school in 2004 after a successful four-year run at Vista, where he led his alma mater to the San Diego Section Division I championship. Hauser led Mission Hills to the San Diego Section Open Division Championship in 2013, where the Grizzlies defeated Oceanside, the first ever Open Division Championship. Mission Hills lost to Helix in the 2017 Open Division Championship game and fell the Division I title game in 2012, 2022, and 2023, and the Division II title game in 2007 and 2010. Hauser leaves with a record of 176-74-2 at Mission Hills, a winning mark of 70.4%. He went 34-15 at Vista. The Grizzlies were 4-0 under Hauser this season before he was placed on paid leave. Offensive coordinator DJ Zapata was named the interim coach and has since led the team to a 3-1 record. Mission Hills is ranked number 3 in the county and number 13 in the state by Max Preps heading into Friday's game against Rancho Bernardo. The 210 career wins put Hauser at number 11 all-time in San Diego history, just 2 behind number 10 Jim Arnaiz of Helix and 4 behind former Torrey Pines and San Diego coach Ed Burke. Herb Meyer is the winningest head coach in San Diego Section history. He had 339 career wins in 45 years at El Camino and Oceanside. There is currently no word on the status of Thomas Altieri and Edward Nichols, the two Mission Hills assistants who were placed on paid leave alongside Hauser. Just kind of time to retire, Frank. That's I guess what the deal is.
For all of them too. At the same time.
I mean, this has been a long investigation of what's going on at Mission Hills with their football program. I mean, I have to look up like the original report. But
I know nothing about it, so
I don't know anything
speculate.
About it. I'm not going to speculate either. I've heard things, but that's not something I would say
on air.
Here's another report. Mission Hills High School football coach Chris Hauser, who was placed on paid administrative leave for the past month amid a district investigation, announced Monday he'll step down from his positions as coach and teacher. Again, he cites health and family. Talks about his players. I'm trying to see if there's anything. Along with assistant coaches, he was placed on a paid administrative leave in September. Here's the report from that. Mission Hills High School announced back on September 17th that the Grizzlies head coach Chris Hauser and assistants Thomas Altieri and Edward Knuckles, have been placed on paid administrative leave amid an ongoing investigation. San Marcos Unified School District Public Information Officer Christine M. Lee confirmed the decision in a statement to the Coast News. This is who has this article.
LSN in the chat, he said specifically that he does not know, and the rumors that he's heard, he's not comfortable saying on air. So it's not that Braden knows and will not divulge the information.
I know a bunch of different stories, and I don't want to say any of them because I don't know, and it's what I've been told is a very serious situation.
Yes.
And it's an ongoing investigation. This is just what's being reported. Here's what the quote was. San Marcos Unified School District confirms that members of the Mission Hills High School football coaching staff have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. No additional details can be shared at this time. Our priority is the safety and well-being of our students. The district is taking steps to ensure stability within the football program and to provide continued support for student athletes. The announcement came after the Mission Hills 31-21 victory over Granite Hills. Again, this is in September. Following the win over Granite Hills, Hauser was selected as a nominee for the Chargers Coach of the Week honor back then. So again, it's interesting that it's still part of the deal. In the interim, Mission Hills alumni DJ Zapata, who's a class of 2008, was named acting head coach. Two sports standout, Zapata played baseball and served as a Grizzly starting quarterback his junior and senior years, passing for 2,125 yards and 15 touchdowns as a senior. The reasons behind the administrative leave remain unclear, and theories about the situation have circulated, though no official details have been released.
Okay, my apologies to LSN. I thought he was saying that you knew, but won't say.
Oh, no.
He knows.
He knows.
Because his...
I'm sure people do know.
Because his kid plays on varsity. So I apologize for that. I misunderstood what you were saying. My bad.
One Mission Hills player told the Coast News, "I don't know anything," emphasizing that the team's focus remains on Friday night's matchup at Ramona, which was, again, in September. "We're taking it day by day, focusing on practice." Mission Hills' parent told the Coast News he is unaware of the reasons behind the coaching staff's leave, but expressed concern, drawing parallels to the February 2025 controversy at Vista High School, where varsity football coach David Fatatuse, known as Coach Vika, was let go following an investigation into athlete misconduct. The decision prompted a packed district board meeting with community members demanding answers and highlighting his positive impact on the program. Quote, "This kind of thing happened at Vista and it decimated the school and program," said the parent, who spoke only on the condition of anonymity. The news also took rival players and coaches across North County by surprise. One opposing coach called the situation, quote, "crazy." Mission Hills entered the season as a strong contender for the Open Division State Championship, led by quarterback Troy Hune, who was at the time committed to Penn State. He has since decommitted from Penn State due to the firing of James Franklin, probably some other things as well. So, very interesting on that. But he's under investigation and now has decided that health and family are the reasons why he is retiring. But I think the other thing, too, is that reporting in the Coast News was, I think he was going to retire at the end of the year anyway. But it's interesting that this is still going on. Haven't heard much about it. I've heard a lot of rumors, but that's about it. And there's nothing that you want to report on any type of rumors ever. Because you just don't know. And so hopefully the safety and well-being of the high school kids is the number one priority. And they put together a good season, like on the football field. So... it's a big story that just is like, just kind of slowly has been happening in the background. So that's the latest that we had from the Coast News. And again, the big news of a very high-level football coach in town retiring earlier this week. We want to get to the NFL overreactions. We're going to get to that when we come back as the Brayden Suprenant Show continues on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Through the fan. We're in the noon lunchtime hour. I want to say, how many times, Frank, have you been to Mary's Donuts?
No.
Mary's Donuts, one of the best donut shops in all of East County, all of San Diego. But a lot of people, when we talk about donuts, talk about Mary's Donuts. Mm-hmm. I want to say my condolences to the family. Mary passed away yesterday or 2 days ago at the age of 94.
Wow.
A major impact to the communities out there, and the people that obviously would go to Mary's Donuts all the time. She was a wonderful lady, as it was said multiple times. They did a really good tribute to her on the Mary's Donuts Instagram page. I think her granddaughter runs one of the stores. But Mary's Donuts, the longtime owner of Mary's Donuts, has passed away at the age of 94. So condolences to
definitely
her family and the community out in East County and everybody involved with, obviously, Mary's Donuts. Anyway.
Oh, that stinks.
In the article on Fox 5, it was posted that she didn't actually eat donuts, but preferred ice cream instead. But she made some great donuts. It's one of the best places. You got to go out to Mary's Donuts.
Baskin Mary's doesn't have the...
Baskin Mary's.
Doesn't have the same ring as Mary's Donuts.
Mary's Donuts. Here's the official Mary Hennessy. Passed away at 94, owner and founder of Mary's Donuts in eastern San Diego County. Mary's granddaughter, Kelly, will be taking over Mary's Donuts after working under her wing for the last 9 years. Mary's Donuts in Santee has been serving up fresh donuts 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, Frank. For 41 years, a place locals have loved for decades. Quote, she loved the regulars, Kelly Hennessy, Mary's granddaughter, said. I live in Cardiff. Kimberly Dorr said, I drive all the way from there to here to get donuts from Mary's, and I've been coming here for maybe 10 years now. That's a long drive. Dorr said they're always fresh and worth the drive. Mary Hennessy got her start in the donut business working at several Winchell's locations in East County in the early 80s. In 1984, she got a place of her own. Quote, different era, but they wouldn't sell to a woman back in 1984, so my grandfather was the one who did all the paperwork and signed all the things, but the truth was it was her shop, it was always her shop, and she ran this place every day, Kelly Hennessy said. She passed away, Mary did, at age 94.
That stinks. Next time I put my foot in my mouth and have to go to a high school football game up around Santana, I will definitely, I'll definitely hit the spot up.
That's correct. Mary's Donuts is money. One of the best. One of the best in town. All right.
Yeah, that stinks.
It's time to get to today's, or should I say this week's, overreactions of the National Football League.
Well, that's a hard old turnaround to make off of that.
A life well lived.
So anyway, off to football now. Like, that's, you may as well have just said that is the way it sounded.
I need some donuts.
We do need some donuts here. All right, so first of all, we'll start off in Minnesota. The Vikings let Sam Darnold leave after a strong 2024 season to make J.J. McCarthy their starter, but the move has backfired so far. Darnold is thriving in Seattle, ranking near the top of the league, while McCarthy struggled early, got injured, and still has not returned. Backup Carson Wentz has also played poorly, and the only other option is undrafted rookie Max Brosmer. To make things worse, Darnold's former backup, Daniel Jones, is excelling as the Colts starter, leaving Minnesota's quarterback situation looking bleak. Should the Vikings have re-signed Sam Darnold?
I don't know. They had J.J. McCarthy, right? Like, were they going to have a quarterback controversy with J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold? I think that's an overreaction. I'm selling that they should have re-signed Sam Darnold. That was the only place Sam Darnold's done well. And here's the other thing, too, with the Minnesota Vikings and their quarterback situation. With Kevin O'Connell in charge, their quarterbacks, they have turned a lot of trash into treasure. I mean, they had it with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins thrived in Minnesota. They didn't re-sign him. The Falcons did. You know what he's doing down in Atlanta. He's backing up Michael Penix Jr. You look at Sam Darnold. He is a guy that could not get anything going in his career. Gets an opportunity because J.J. McCarthy goes down. He spins it into a better situation. Carson Wentz hasn't been great, but I don't think they needed to re-sign Sam Darnold. Selling it.
Off to Kansas City we go. After a shaky 0-2 start that sparked talks of the Chiefs dynasty ending, it's over, Kansas City has bounced back in a big way. With Rashee Rice returning from suspension, they crushed the Raiders 31-0 and now move to 4-3. Chiefs completely dominated, outgaining Las Vegas 434 to 95 yards and allowing only 30 offensive plays. Since their slow start, they're now 4-1 and averaging nearly 30 points per game, proving early season worries were likely overblown. Are the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl this year as the AFC's representative?
No, they're not. Not based on their talent. I'll tell you that. If they get some aid, maybe. But they're not. I'm selling that. The AFC's got some good teams that they're going to have to get through. There's no way.
I'm selling that as well. Joe Flacco led the Bengals to a crucial win over the first-place Pittsburgh Steelers, snapping Cincinnati's four-game losing streak and tightening the AFC North race. The victory improved the Bengals to 3-4, reviving their playoff hopes, as their offenses looked better since Flacco replaced Jake Browning. The loss dropped the Steelers to 4-2, giving the 1-5 Ravens, who expect Lamar Jackson back after their bye, renewed hope with two games still left against Pittsburgh. Can the Bengals still theoretically win the AFC North?
Yes, because the AFC North sucks. They're not good. Give me a good team in the AFC North. I don't think the Steelers are good.
No.
I don't think the Steelers are good at all. I think they've been playing with fool's gold right now. I think the Bengals are decent. It depends if, like, what the deal is with Joe Burrow. Like, is Joe Burrow out for the year? Because remember, he was going to miss some weeks. I don't remember them ever saying that he was out for the year. They get Joe Burrow back, and they're within a game or two. They can win that division. They almost did it last year. Mm-hmm. With the talent that they have around. I mean, they got good talent. They just have a bad offensive line, and it gets their quarterback killed all the time. I don't think they could do it for the full season, Joe Flacco. But if Joe Burrow comes back, which I don't know if he is or not, if he comes back, they got a really good chance. I mean, the Steelers are 4-2, and the Bengals are 3-4. They're right there, right behind them. I mean, I would even say, here's this for a bold take, overreaction. I still think Baltimore can catch a lot of those teams. That's how bad the Steelers, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Ravens are. The AFC North is wide open, in my opinion, even though the Steelers are 4-2. Fool's gold.
Inching in towards the halfway point of the season as well. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers remain atop the division at 5-1, now 5-2, with Baker Mayfield playing at an MVP level, while the Falcons have found momentum at 3-2 behind improving rookie Michael Penix Jr. But with the surprise of the story of the Panthers, now 4-3 after a third straight win, including a dominant 30-0 win over Atlanta, despite Bryce Young's ankle injury, Carolina's strong defense and knack for finding ways to win have made them an unexpected contender. Could the NFC South field three playoff teams?
As I look at the playoff standings of the National League, or National Football League and the National Football Conference, they currently have the Bucs in the playoffs as the division winner. And then right behind, again, is Carolina at 4-3 as a 9 seed, potentially. Atlanta's hanging around at 3-3 at 11 seed. When are the Saints ain't making the playoffs? I'm going to sell that. There's too many teams for those teams to, like, catch up against. In the NFC North, like, the Packers are making the Packers and the Lions are making the playoffs, I think. Mm-hmm. The Bears are hanging around. The NFC North could get three teams in there. The Vikings are like 500 too, so like that's a group that could probably get three teams in. If you look at the NFC West, they got the Niners, the Rams, and the Seahawks are all 5-2. In order for there to be three teams in the postseason in the NFL out of one division, they got to take up two of the three wild card spots, and I don't think the Panthers are better than the Rams or Seahawks, and I don't think the Falcons are better than the Rams or the Seahawks, or even the Bears for that matter, who might be a third team in. If I had to rank it, the best chance, NFC West will have the most likely chance of getting three teams into the postseason, then the North, and then the South. That's how I see it.
Fair enough. Justin Herbert led a strong second-half comeback against the Colts despite a rough start with two interceptions. He developed a solid connection with rookie tight end Aronda Gentz in the second, but the Chargers still lost due to an offense that could not stop the Colts. Due to an offense that couldn't stop the Colts. I'm assuming that would be defense.
Yeah.
A major issue remains the offensive line. Herbert was pressured on 57% of his dropbacks and hit 15 times. Injuries to starting tackles Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt have left Herbert vulnerable, disrupting the offensive flow and limiting its potential. Do the Chargers need to trade for an offensive lineman?
Yeah. They don't have any left. Their best players are gone. I mean, Here's the lazy narrative from a lot of people that just don't like Justin Herbert, and I don't know why. Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. I know people that are Cowboys fans that don't like Justin Herbert because they're like, that gets criticized and Herbert doesn't. It's not fair. Herbert sucks. No, Herbert does not suck. Herbert's a top five quarterback in the National Football League. What sucks for Herbert is he's got nobody protecting him right now. I'd like to see any other quarterback go out there with the Chargers O-line or what they have right now and try to put up any type of offensive numbers. He got outplayed by Daniel Jones. I mean, the narratives from like the Barstool dudes that don't know anything about football is, I mean, just hilarious. Justin Herbert is a top five quarterback in the National Football League. He needs to be protected. If he's not protected, he can't be a top five quarterback in the NFL. That's the thing. That's why it's so important to have offensive linemen. Look at the Bengals. Bengals don't even have their quarterback right now because they couldn't invest in an offensive line. The two best guys for the Chargers are dinged up, and they're out. They have to get protection for Herbert. And they got to get some type of running game, too. Their running backs are out, too. They can't run the ball, and he's not protected. He's running for his life. They know he's the only person on that team that can beat him. Of course it's going to be a lot more difficult for him to try to play. He's not a bad quarterback because he's running for his life. He's a good quarterback. He's got no protection. He's got no running game. You try to play quarterback doing that.
Yeah, right.
It's impossible.
I just saw Russell Wilson's tweet about Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Someone retweeted it with the comment and video to go along with it. Brother, you threw one pass against the Eagles and your coach ran to the medical tent to check on your replacement.
I have no comment on that, but you know what?
Accurate. It happened. He threw one pass and Dable started screaming at the medical staff.
Yeah, well. Makes sense. Just got a text. Herbert is way better than Dak, and I have a question. Well, yeah. I agree with you.
To me, there is one thing.
I'd take Herbert over Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's having an MVP-level year right now, by the way.
To me, there is one thing keeping Justin Herbert from being a top five quarterback.
Offensive line?
Nope. Grow back the mane.
Oh, my God. I agree with Jake in the chat.
Grow the hair back, dude. That's all you got to do.
If the Lions had Justin Herbert...
They'd be unstoppable.
It's all relative. I mean, you got to keep the guy upright. That's why, like, receivers are such a dime a dozen, because if you can't get him the ball, how good are they really? You need good protection to get him the ball. You need a guy that can throw it to get him the ball. You don't have a guy that can throw very well, or an offensive line that can protect said guy from throwing. They ain't getting the ball. That's why you don't invest a lot of money in receivers, unless you got everything else already built in place. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. Let's get out to Martin and Santee. Martin, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, you scared me, and I got the chills. I had just come out of Sprouts and Santee, was making the turn on Carlton Hills, and all of a sudden, it's like you're talking about Mary's Donuts as I'm driving by. So, first, great little tribute in the paper for her and locally as well. And second, Frank, I got to apologize. I could have brought you, you know, one of my favorite old-fashioned glaze from Mary's the night we were at the game. But what I wanted to comment on, Braden, and again, just thank you for covering San Diego State football, man. It is refreshing, number one. Number two, you know, the snippets from Coast, but the strength and 5 wins so far, it's much appreciated. I hope the community realizes that. I don't hear a lot of or see a lot of stuff in the chat about SDSU, but I know it's out there. And then just a little quick comment. Herbert, offensive line, San Diego State turned it around at the Cal game, and their offensive line, they're monsters. So it really does begin there. And I'm going to send literally an email to the president of the college to say, you guys got to get something set up with 97.3 The Fan. You know, weekly coach stuff. But anyway, always a great show, and appreciate the passion and the diversity of sports that you cover and the people that you choose to bring on to cover those sports. So good stuff. So happy Wednesday today, and thank you for all that you guys do. So take care.
Absolutely, Martin. We appreciate the phone call and the kind words, of course.
Thank you, Uncle Martin.
I need a glazed donut now. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. We'll get back to your phone calls in a second. I also want to get... Can we please stop? This got a lot of traction on Twitter. I'm about to rant about it because I'm a passionate college football fan. Can we stop listening to betting insiders about what fans want to watch? What I want to watch as a fan is not what a gambler wants to watch.
Not the best time.
So...
Don't we have a betting insider on at 1 o'clock?
A betting insider?
Go with the joke, man.
No, our betting insider comes on Thursday. She's the queen of college football. She won't get offended by this. Let's stop listening to the gambling insiders about this particular thing. We'll talk about it when we come back. What is he talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I figure out we got a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff. If you could take me down in sports trivia, you would be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We got the Herbert hater commenting in a group chat, disagreeing with our Lions fan about Herbert being better with the Lions because Jared Goff is already a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. I don't want to waste my time talking about that. Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. Unfortunately, his offensive line is garbage because they are all injured. But the problem I have is with college football. I have a lot of problems with college football. One of them being like the rankings right now is utterly ridiculous with the SEC schools. Have you seen some of these?
No, I actually haven't seen the college football rankings this week. I know I'm way late to this party here, but
the conversation is about like SEC schools being ranked with the same record and worse resumes at the record of 5-2 than other schools that are also 5-2 that are not in the SEC not being ranked. Mm-hmm. That's like part of the conversation. And what else is part of the conversations, like the college football playoff and everything like that? And it kind of leads to this tweet that I saw that people are just absolutely all over right now. Just all over. And I have it bookmarked. I put it on there. But here's what one of our Odyssey betting insiders said. Todd Furman on Twitter. Because it's about the college football like parity. And right now, I think parity is great in college football. There's not one dominant team. I mean, Ohio State looks like the one dominant team right now. But you got schools like Indiana ranked in the top five. Alabama's not a world beater. They used to. They're really good, but they're not a team that you watch Alabama play with Nick Saban and go like, how's anybody going to beat these teams? Georgia Tech is 7-0 in the top 10. Texas Tech's in the top 14 at 6-1. You got schools like Vanderbilt ranked in the top 10. Miami's losing to Louisville. Cincinnati's in the top 25. USF is there. I like the parity in college football. The 5-2 team argument, though, is ridiculous. At teams that are ranked in the top 25 that are 5-2 in certain conferences and teams that are not. If you go through the standings of college football and you look at all the 5-2 teams, you look at the SEC, right? The SEC currently has three teams that are 5-2. All three of those teams are ranked in the top 25. LSU is one of them. LSU's signature non-conference win is Clemson. Frank, how good is Clemson this year?
They're more dog than tiger. this year.
LSU's getting credit for beating the number four team in the country on the road for that, by the way. They beat Clemson.
Cool.
Then they beat Louisiana Tech, and then they beat Florida, and then they beat Southeast Louisiana. They lost to Ole Miss. They beat South Carolina, and they lost to Vanderbilt. Why are the LSU Tigers ranked at 5-2 and ninth in the SEC?
Why was Notre Dame ranked when they were 0-2?
I'm getting to them. Oh, Frank, do not jump the gun, big dog. Ah, we are getting to them. But that's LSU. Like, what has LSU done to justify being ranked in the top 25? What have they done?
Nothing.
Tennessee. I am a Tennessee fan. Tennessee is 5-2. Here's who Tennessee has beaten to be ranked 17 in the country at 5-2. Syracuse. East Tennessee lost to Georgia. Beat UAB, who fired their coach, Trent Dilfer, by the way. Beat Mississippi State, who's awful. Beat Arkansas, also awful. And lost to Alabama. What has Tennessee done to justify being a 5-2 team ranked in the top 25? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that justifies Tennessee being ranked 17 in the country with a 5-2 record with that particular resume. Aside from the fact that they get credit for beating Syracuse in week one. Oh, and they're preseason ranked whatever, so God forbid we knock them out of the top 25.
They're pretty much where they are now.
Yeah, they haven't even moved. Texas. They're ranked 22. At least they beat Oklahoma. They lost to Ohio State. That's like their biggest step in the right direction. And then this is their non-conference schedule. San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston. Sam Houston hasn't won a game all year. San Jose State is ranked in the 115 or 119, I can't remember, out of 136 schools on some metrics. And UTEP, pick them. The Miners, they lost to Florida, who got their coach fired. I guess they beat Oklahoma. There you go.
They were back in the top 25 even before then.
Correct. They're ranked 22. For what? Losing to Ohio State? I mean, what have they done to justify being ranked in the top 25? Those are the 5-2 teams in the SEC. They're all ranked. The SEC has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams ranked in the top 25.
Good night, Irene.
Ridiculous. Not all of them are like this, by the way. I mean, there's a lot of justification. Like, Texas A&M being 7-0, beating Notre Dame and all that. Sure, go ahead. They should be in the top 25. They should be ranked where they're at. Alabama, 6-1, kind of the same deal. Okay, Georgia, Ole Miss, Missouri, they kind of put it together. But in the top 25, the SEC's got 10 teams in it. The Big Ten's got 5. The ACC's got 4, plus Notre Dame. Big 12's got 4. There's one non-Power 4 team in the top 25. But those are the 5-2 teams in the SEC. Let's look at the 5-2 teams in the Big 10.
We do have a contestant, by the way.
Oh, nice. In the Big 10, it's Northwestern, USC, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota. What is at least Michigan played some good teams, I guess. But what has Michigan done to be in the top 25?
Like someone in the chat said it already, is that Michigan lost to USC.
Correct.
Fair-handedly, too. And correct. Got, was that, math numbers, like, what, 20, 36 more votes than them?
Yeah. Illinois ranked, by the way, too. They're also 5-2. The Big Ten's got a lot of 5-2 teams. Northwestern, SC, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, Nebraska, Washington. They're all 5-2. What has Michigan done to deserve to be ranked in the top 25? They beat New Mexico?
I mean, in US...
They lost to Oklahoma? Oh, well, they lost to Oklahoma, so they should be ranked in the top 25. What have they done?
And USC just lost to Notre Dame. Like, that's a
they
quality
did.
Loss.
This is New Mexico. This is Michigan's schedule. This is who Michigan has beaten this year. If their name wasn't Michigan, and they didn't have the blue and maize uniforms, they beat New Mexico. They beat Central Michigan. They beat Nebraska by 3.
They beat Wisconsin, and they beat Washington. That's not even that bad compared to the SEC schools. If that is Boise State, are they ranked in the top 25?
No.
No. No, of course they're not. I'll put it a step further. If that's Arizona State, are they ranked in the top 25?
No.
No, of course not.
But Arizona State is ranked in the top 25.
They are.
Number 24.
They actually beat some good teams. Arizona State just beat Texas Tech and gave them their first loss. Go look at the Big 12 now. Or the ACC. We'll start with the ACC so I'm not as biased with the Big 12. The ACC, SMU and Pitt and Cal are all 5-2. I look at the SMU schedule. It's not much better. But if you look at SMU's schedule and you compare them with LSU, where's the difference? They both beat Clemson, by the way. SMU beat East Texas A&M, Missouri State, Syracuse, Stanford, and Clemson. LSU beat Clemson, Louisiana Tech, Florida, Southeast Louisiana, and South Carolina. SMU actually has more Power 4 wins than LSU does. SMU lost to Baylor and TCU. It's their two losses. I guess you could go evaluate them based on how good teams were with the losses than anything else. But the fact of the matter is, the system is lined up where you get only the SEC schools. They get to load up their schedule, their non-conference schedule, with lousy opponents. And makes their records better. And then when they all play each other, it's like, hey, look, we're all good. Jake in the chat. Wait, you know, Michigan's helmets are worth a few votes. You know what? Based on the way a lot of AP poll voters are voting, I would say they are voting for them. Oh, yeah, I like their uniforms. They're cool. Yeah. They're cool. Pitt probably shouldn't be ranked in the top 25. They lost to West Virginia, who might be one of the worst teams I've ever seen, until they beat TCU on Saturday, because that's how this kind of works.
San Diego State, by the way, by virtue of doing nothing, earned 7 top 25 votes this past week by the AP and 4 in
good
the coaches.
Them.
That's more than the 2 and 1 that they got last week. So by virtue of doing nothing, you are closer to the top 25 now.
I want to look at...
TCU got 2 votes in each.
They don't deserve those yet. I want to look at Tennessee, just to show that I'm not biased here. I want to look at Tennessee, and I want to look at Utah.
It's also not just about the games that you lose. It does have something to do with when you lose them, too.
It's not who you play. It's when you play them.
Exactly. So it's...
Yeah, you lose early, you're in a good spot. You
yes,
lose late,
because you
you're
have time to, you have,
yeah,
time,
you have time
to recover.
To whatever. Like, that's like Ohio State in 2014 got smoked, and I mean absolutely smoked, by Virginia Tech in game one. They lost by 21 points at home, and it was like they just threw it out like it never even happened. But look at this. Look at Utah. As we like finish up the hour here, we're going to continue this conversation. Because I didn't even get to that guy's tweet yet. Utah versus Michigan. Michigan's ranked in the top 25. Utah is not.
Because they just lost to BYU. They were before.
Utah has wins over UCLA, Cal Poly, Wyoming, West Virginia, Arizona State. They've lost to Texas Tech and BYU, who are also ranked.
And were ranked at the time of their playing.
Mm-hmm. 2 ranked losses and a ranked win. Michigan has no ranked wins and have lost 2 ranked games as well. What's the difference? Why isn't Utah ranked?
Because Utah.
Yeah, because Utah. They're in the wrong conference. Stupid. What did that guy say? We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll also play the Midday Sports Standoff at the 1 o'clock hour as well. Final hour of the Braden Supreme Show. Where's the time gone?
San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.